From Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you're listening to Times Past. Interviews and speakers sharing the history of Northwest Minnesota landmarks, personalities, traditions, and organizations. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Hello, I'm Glenn Broggett, and welcome to Times Past. Today we wrap up our tour of the Marshall County Historical Society's Visitor Center in Settlers Square by taking a tour of some of the various buildings that are on the Settlers Square grounds. And to take us along through those buildings is the Marshall County Historical Society Director, Sherlyn Myers. Let's see what we can find as we learn more about Settlers Square on this edition of Times Past. And now we're over here, and of course one of the big pieces at the Settlers Square is, of course, the old Soo Line Depot.
Yep, that's it. We have equipment in here. Last year we had somebody come that knew Morse code and would, for kids' day, and typed out all the kids' names for them. And
so now we're here at the train station. A little sign that says entertainment. We've got the old classic suitcases. And then we have a set up here with tractor trains.
This is a set that somebody has made and has left here with us. It's kind of a neat little collection to look at.
I see there's the operator room here, where a lot of the stuff, the nerve center, I guess you would say.
And this was where he did his the telegraph stuff and did the Morse code for the kids.
And not only was there telegraph, you also have the old phone patch line.
Yep.
If you told the kids what was that, a teletype,
model 33.
Then we're walking into another part.
Kind of our dairy, where we have a display of cream separators and cream cans and just what would be in a person in a dairy or in your own home, people that milk cows and separated the milk.
Well, we're coming up on a church, the Alma Lutheran Church, and there's some history to this, of course.
It was organized back in 1880, and after they built a new church in 1962, this church was moved here. The congregation still comes and has a once-a-year service here and a picnic out in the yard.
Oh, everything looks to be in such great shape.
There's things that, you know, need repair and things, but we get to it little by little as soon as we can. We had the building on the outside was painted last summer and new stairs were built.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be just such a task in and of itself, keeping things up to the requirements that you like.
There's always something that needs to be done, and then, of course, they have me with all kinds of ideas.
So. What is the building we're coming up on?
This is the Cook School.
It says it was built in the 1880s and the last class was in 1956. So it's been a while. And we walk right in and tell us a little bit of the setup here when you walk into the school.
Well, when you walk in, I believe this addition was where kids were able to hang coats and put their lunches away. And in the school itself, there's all the desks, of course the little ones up in front and the bigger ones in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kids that come from the school, when they come for their tours, they really get a charge out of this. Just sitting in the desks and just can't imagine what it would be like to have, you know, 6 grades or 8 grades in one room. So we have the Alvarado school bus here.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horse-drawn school bus. That's always a highlight for the little kids, too. They love to get in there and just sit, and can't imagine that for a school bus compared to the big orange ones these days.
And we are coming up here on a cabin.
This is the Launderville Cabin. It was built in 1886, and there were 14 children and mom and dad living in this place. There is an upstairs, which we have closed because the steps are so almost straight up and down. It's pretty treacherous, so we don't let visitors up there. But you can see their main floor when everybody was downstairs to have dinner or just sit and relax in the evening.
And if for somebody's curious, they can look up the bed spring there.
Then when we have kids' day, a lot of times we will fix up the wash tubs and the scrub boards for them, so they get a charge out of doing that, too.
Oh, we're walking through the yard here at Settler Square in Warren, Minnesota. It's part of the Marshall County Historical Society. And we're going to come up on a couple of cabin buildings. And the first one we're going to walk up to has a little walkway. And can you tell us what we're heading into?
Well, this is the Loden Cabin.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a little cabin. But you can see how a very good view of how the logs are put together and the stuff that they put between the logs to keep the draft out and how people lived.
All right, we're going to check out two more spots we're going to go see. I want to check out this blacksmith shop. All right, we're walking in now to a perfect simulation of the old blacksmith shop.
Yeah, and here you can see the bellows that they used and some of the different tongs and equipment that they used to make horseshoes and other things that the farmers needed around their farms and things that they used.
Well, we're going to look at one more item, and this is the one when you're driving in, aside from the cabins and the little green school bus, this kind of catches a person's eye. And this was a little something on wheels here we're going to talk about. And I've seen this written up. And let's go into our final little area here today. And this is the cook car. We're taking a step inside. Now tell us about the cook car. This is another prominent piece.
This is a cook car that was used on the March Farms, the Big Bonanza Farms that was in the area. And it's not very big, but they have the wood stove. And the whole kitchen set up here, all the equipment that a cook would need to make meals for all the hired men. During harvest, during the threshing season, it was just pulled from field to field where the cook could fix her meals. She also had her own bed here so she could get up real early to get breakfast ready.
This one was actually rescued, it says in the information, in the early 1970s.
Yep. It was outside of town here and rescued and fixed up, and here it is.
Well, as we end our walking tour here through Settlers Square, is there anything that you would like to tell the listeners and share with the listeners here that we didn't touch base on?
Just come and visit. We love to have company out here all the time. The museum's open 5 days a week from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. If you watch the local newspapers and stations, we'll be advertising every time we have a special event. So it's great to have anybody come out anytime.
You've been listening to Times Past from Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ, Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Times Past is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For Times Past, I'm Glenn Broggett.